Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I love sharing principles and perspectives that help leaders be more productive and more powerful at work and in life. How are you being in life? Are you being distracted or are you being focused? Are you being reactive or are you being at choice in life? Well, today we're going to speak about a distinction and the discovery that thousands of people report back to me was one of the most valuable things they learned in programs that we've been teaching for decades. The thing is this, human beings are always being, and you're either being reactive to stuff, you're impulse driven, you're triggered by circumstance, or you're being a different way. You're being at choice, you're being responsive, not reactive. So let's illustrate the difference here. I'm just going to ask you three simple questions, and your job is simply to respond to them instantly, without thinking. Just notice what your brain throws up and give the response. And the first question, it is important, you should respond that with a yes. Because I will ask you, are you ready? Good. The best is if you can respond out loud where you're sitting, if not, just respond in your head. So here we go, three quick questions and three quick responses. Are you ready? Yes. What color has new, fresh snow? White. What does a cow drink? Milk. Or do they? No, they drink water. Yes. This is a silly little game kids play when they are 10, 11, 12 years old, right? I think if you're like most people and you hadn't heard this before, you're brain got tricked. If you heard it before, you still might have gotten tricked. Let's look at what happened. Your brain probably threw up an impulse-driven reaction because white cow drink triggers the response milk. White cow drink milk. Yes, your brain just reacted to some stimuli or impulses or triggers that I gave it. Now, if you slow down and don't act out on that first impulse, you notice that cow, why drink milk? No, they don't. What are they drinking? Oh, small cows. No. Ah, they drink water. Your brain keeps looping and gives you different options for a response to give. Now, saying milk, that's a reaction. Saying water, that's a response in this conversation. How human beings work is we are triggered all the time, every day. We get triggered. There's impulses coming towards us, or we get impulses rather from the stimuli that gets in our way. And then we react. But sometimes we find a space between the trigger and your reaction, and you make a choice. We call that making a response, not a reaction. So we can be in one of two places as human beings. We're either reactive or we are responsive. When we react, we act out the first impulse that we get. When we respond, we make a choice and we behave from that choice. This is a super simple distinction, but take a look in your life. With whom do you get reactive and impulsive? I'm sure you have some people in your life where you lose your patience, you lose your calm, and you get irritated and frustrated and annoyed and angry more than you want. And when you get into that way of being, you're simply reacting and you get triggered and your reacting conversations don't go well. I'm sure there are moments with those people also where you find the space between the trigger and your response. And you can even notice some emotions going on, but you don't act them out. You slow down a little, you find that space, and then you make a choice. And you might say, well, let's not talk about this right now. Or, could we speak about this later? Or, you know, I hear you're really upset, but you know, sorry if I had a part in it, but can we talk about it after dinner? You respond in a better way and life works better. This space between stimulus and your reaction or your response is very, very interesting because in that space, there is much more than a choice to make. if you slow down a bit, you start to notice that there is a space available where new thinking comes up. If we let the first kind of thoughts or ideas or perspectives or impulses just go, there is new thinking and new thinking and new thinking and new thinking. That space between what happens in life and our responses to what happens is a space that is very rich. It's not an empty space. It's a space of clarity. It's a space of wisdom. It's a space of creativity. It's a space of new thinking. Maybe it's a space of almost unlimited capacity available moment to moment. And when we lose our way of being curious, our way of being open, our way of being interested, we narrow that space to all clarity and creativity and true connection with other human beings gets lost, and we're back into reacting and reacting and reacting in life. And when we react in life, we get stressed, we get under pressure, we get frustrated, we get irritated, and we lose the ability even more to find that wonderful space again and make right choices. So the game of being really starts with being authentic about what goes on. And then look and see, do I have access to the space or have I lost the space? So I hope you found this valuable. Bring this distinction into life and notice when you find that space of making a choice during the day, and you can notice the reaction and let it go and notice how much clarity and power that starts to emerge. So thanks for listening and welcome back anytime.